This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm not asking it yet. I want to know when.
But when do we ask this question that you're asking now? Is today the appropriate question to ask the question about whether to ask the question?
Let's not make it harder than what it is. Let's stick with what it is. I mean, you're 500 right now.
So which question are you wondering if it's okay to question whether or not you can ask the question?
You know damn well what question I'm wondering when to ask. I want to know when. I want to know when. I don't want to know if. It's not an if yet. That is the question. The if is the question. When, though,
wait, now you're questioning whether we can ask the if.
I want to know when we can ask the if, yes.
Who's on first? Third base. I don't know which question you're trying to ask.
You know exactly what question I'm thinking of.
I don't.
Owen knew exactly what I said.
I know what question. But what I want to know is,
stop acting stupid, Tony.
When do you get the answers, and do the answers come today or tomorrow? Because if today's answers are today's answers, but tomorrow's answers are tomorrow's answers, what are the answers from this weekend?
Wait, hold on. When you
the answers from this weekend you don't want to hear.
When you start thinking you have all the answers, you know what's going to happen.
Yes, yeah. Yes. That's what happens. That's the world of the slippery wizard. But I think it's got to be asked at this level, Tone. When do we ask it? When do we ask it? Because there have been seasons in the years past where there have been some people shooting their mouths off, and they've been just fine. I don't know if they're just fine. It doesn't look like they're just fine at all. The pitching is trying to do its best, man. What else can you do? There's only so much you can do. My voice just cracked. There's only so much you can do. The pitching is doing is. I know that Luis Ortiz got firebombed yesterday. I understand that, but I mean the pitching has been for the most part pretty sturdy. The offense is just atrocious. It's just atrocious in every single way.
But they scored four runs in the last five losses.
It's a labor. It is a laborious deal, man. So I can't ask if. I want to know when I can ask if. 216-474-0092. What is the criteria of when I can ask if? You know what the if is. Do I have to actually come out and say
it? I honestly don't. I don't know which question.
You really don't know the if?
What, are you asking if the season's over?
There you go.
Oh, well, they're still in the wild card, so the season can't... I mean, just by...
And that's why... Yeah, so I no, said, it's, now's it's, not the appropriate time.
Yeah,
I want to know
it's
if.
It's clearly not the end of the... I mean, this team obviously doesn't look magical. They don't look like they could be a team that can make this huge run. I mean, a couple of weeks ago, I said I thought it could just because of the pitching. They don't look like that. I mean, their lineup is just nowhere near. They're in the bottom... This was before this weekend. They were in the bottom quarter in almost every offensive category. So where would this offense even come? Are they going to make the call-ups? Are they going to go that route? That's a big desperate move.
Well, there you go.
That I think everybody would be in favor of now.
So it's a bad weekend. And I mean, people are asking some big-time questions about this franchise on the internet over the weekend. Now, it's only the internet over the weekend, so who knows what's real life. But people asking some big-time questions about this team over the weekend, about it being a franchise that is ever going to put something around Jose Ramirez, the seriousness of the franchise, things like that. I'll get to that here in a second. I just want to know, because they're a game out of the wild card, so they're still in the wild card, in the hunt for it. I think the adjustments have to be made of what our expectations were at the beginning of the year. What were most people's expectations? Did they think that it was to go back to the ALCS?
Well, clearly get back to the playoffs. The ALCS last year. Most people that are diehard baseball fans know it's kind of a crapshoot in the playoffs anyway. But yeah, once you get a taste of it, you want to get right back there.
So is it enough to just make the postseason for this year's club now?
Just seeing how they're playing, just seeing how inept they are, how bad their lineup is, just how outmatched they are almost game in and game out. I don't think anybody would today think they're going to make a big run, but baseball is the one sport where you really can at times throw out a lot of what we know about all this stuff whole year. But I don't think anybody's sitting there betting on it right now.
No, I don't think they are. So that's why I asked the question. That's all I asked the question about was when can I ask the if? And I think the if is still a little bit away, but I think we're getting closer to it because this weekend was just an abomination of everything. And now, I mean, let's call it what it is. You are struggling to keep your head above water for the entire season for your own fan base. Because if you look at where their schedule is, first off, you have these games that start at 10 o'clock at night at the beginning of the weekend. You're losing these games. You're not exciting on the offensive end. I think there's a lot of people that are losing whatever faith they had in the organization throughout the year. You're still on the road. You're still in the faraway land for the next week. So you at least play two games at a reasonable time for most people I'm talking to right now at 4:05, both on Thursday and on Sunday. The rest is 9:45 against San Francisco, 10:05 against the A's over in Sacramento. And then that's where it is. Like, we have to understand, like, there is a longevity to the season of keeping people's attention, keeping people focused on your team, and not just making it all in all bad. And when you've lost three in a row, and really, what have you lost? 5 of 6? Yes, 5 of 6 to Cincinnati and Seattle. And then before that, even to Houston, not even very good. I mean, you got some problems here. And the problems need to be addressed. I just don't know when they can address. Well, excuse me. The problems need to be addressed, but they can't really be addressed until the postseason. In all solidarity, because if you want to bring guys up, I guess you can bring guys up, but I don't know how much that's going to address things. And you're playing again in this faraway land at 10 o'clock at night during the night, and I think people wake up. And I told you last week. I mean, getting ready for that second Cincinnati game, that Tuesday Cincinnati game after they had lost three in a row between the New York Yankees and the Houston Astros, and then you lose that first one against Cincinnati. I tell you, it was a bit of a chore to go, okay, here we go. It's 6-4.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
6:40, it's time for Guardians baseball. The 1 o'clock game that they won, I mean, they lost 1-0 in that game, so it became even more of a chore than you realize. The getaway game that they won 11-2, that was fun. That was great. Nice middle of the day. You're going to be able to get up for that anyway. But then when you go on the road like this, a big, long West Coast swing in the middle of the summer, I mean, we got to understand, folks, this is a pivotal moment for this season here about whether people are still going to be in or still going to be out. Still going to be in, or they're going to start to bow out in terms of grabbing people's attention.
Well,
I don't mean to confuse you to start the show. I didn't mean to be confusing or too...
Well, do you think I'm being...
Because I don't want to admit that the season may be over. I don't want to sit there and say those things. So
do you think
I tend
I'm
to be
being,
a little bit
do you
vague.
Think I'm, do you think I'm being too literal in saying that, well, they're in the wild card, so by definition, the season can't be over?
No, you can be as literal as you want, because I think that now
like,
is the time to be literal.
We knew going into the weekend, too, the one saving grace for the team was that Kwan and Jose, you know, were just unbelievable at the plate.
Uh-huh.
But yet they still weren't scoring runs. So then you wonder,
got seven more guys in the lineup. Yeah, it's hard.
Then you wonder what happens if they struggle at all. And I know Kwan had a home run in the series, but between him and Jose, you weren't getting on base at the top of the order.
The only problem with they're in the wild card is everybody's in the wild card right now, except for the White Sox and the A's. I mean, Baltimore's six out, and then everybody else is three out or less.
Yeah, big time parity.
That doesn't make me feel any better at all.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not... And then you have to put it into the trade deadlines at the end of next month. You got 6 weeks until that happens.
Well, the trade deadline's sooner than you think when everybody else is making trades.
Well, yeah. The Red Sox have traded someone away. They traded Rafael Devers away. So
right.
And, of course, I imagine you'll see him tomorrow night. He's going to San Francisco, so I imagine, you know, he's going to be in the lineup tomorrow night. This isn't good. And I think that comes down to the spirit of it, if you think that the team is serious. Because now, like Lima says, or like Owen, you just kind of said, like, well, saying that they're in the wild card, everybody's kind of in the wild card. So is that really specifying anything? And you're not going to make any trades at this juncture. You probably weren't going to anyway. But at this juncture, you're not going to make any trades to add on to your franchise. Add on to your roster.
Really I don't think they're trading to add at all. I'm just saying, look out, trades are starting, and we could be deleting players before we know it.
What do I have left to give up?
The guy that blew the save the other night.
Oh, God. You know, I said that earlier this year, and I got killed for it, so.
What?
But if you're looking to try to stay in the wild card hunt, and you got a guy like Cade Smith sitting there, don't you start to look to move pieces that maybe you can still be competitive?
Yeah, but, and you could get something back for him. Of course, that contract is still a little bit, because he only does one thing. He's a closer. So that contract can be a little bit sketchy to try to move. Walters is out until next year now, like late mid into next year, isn't it? Like 8 months.
Something like that, yeah.
So Walters is out until next year, and I got Cade Smith there. You're right. But even that's been, he's up and down a little bit this year, but I still have a lot of faith in the Canadian. I guess you have that one. You can move everybody else. It's like, well, why do I want to move on from this guy for? There's a lot of young guys that I don't really want to move on with. So yeah, you're in a tough spot. And to say that, and Owen highlights it in so many ways, if I say or you say that they're still in the wild card, am I denying myself the truth? Am I just not wanting to see what the truth of it is? Am I denying reality?
I mean, I think we all understand it's not a very good baseball team right now. What are they?
No.
6-13 in their last 19.
Yeah. They were 3-9 for the last four series.
That's not good.
And, you know, it's not to mention,
bad.
we don't know. We're a manager. We have a manager. It's in his second year, so we just don't know a ton. It's not like we're like, oh, a Stephen Vogt coach team, managed team. Like, this is what we know about them. We don't know that. We know that last year they got off to the great start, which was awesome. That gave them a really nice buffer, you know, a way to keep everybody not only engaged, but... Yeah, there's credibility there.
Hasn't had to make a season comeback yet.
Yeah, now this is totally different. Now, just given where they're at, how the team is playing, I imagine the clubhouse right now, they could be teetering, because that's what happens in situations like this, especially for a team that's had success.
You're highlighting it now. It's there's no real plan. There's hope. What do you bring in? What do you do? It's just hope that everybody else kind of falls with you. And, should I be mad? Because I remember David Sampson said, well, this is where they start to fall back they've been playing over their heads. This is where they kind of fall back to reality. And I think some other people have kind of said the same thing as well. Like, do they kind of, is this kind of what they are, where they're a 500 or sub 500 team? And remember, with the lack of moves that they made or the guys that they traded away, if we asked our preseason predictions, it was around the same thing I predicted last year. And it was just, last year was almost like you were trying to be nice. Like, all right, 82-80 coming off the year, we'll see where it goes. And then it ended up being better than that. That's great. But with the moves that they had to make during this offseason, because everything we talked about over and over and over again with money, it seemed like, okay, 82-80, trying to be nice, keep our heads above water, and we'll see where it goes from there. But, you know, you can't count this team out. That's what everybody says. You can't count this team out. Because none of us want to shoot our mouths off and say something bad and then have to eat it at the end of the year. But, man, if you're saying, and I'd rather go with, like, nice round numbers instead of 19 or 15 games or whatever. You just know in their last few weeks, it's just not been good. It's been inconsistent. They've booted balls around. I got Steven Vogt showing a little bit of frustration here with what's gone on over the last few weeks and guys not playing their same way of baseball, guys not paying as close of attention to it. It seems that the swoon has come on in this month, and I don't think there's a bailout coming to you. I don't think that there is. So this is kind of what you deal with. And it's unfortunate, and I hope that they can get this thing turned around, started tomorrow night, because I think you are in a critical moment for your fans' faith, your fans' attention, all those things we've talked about so many times over, and that they have really 9 out of 10 seasons have been able to correct you on. They've been able to get going, get the offense going, get something in their direction in the right way, and then be able to take advantage and take off. So you're in a critical mass right now. 216-474-0092.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.